Welcome to the Digital Glue Podcast. These digital untangling episodes are brought to you by Crystal Kordalchuk, CEO and founder of Virtually Untangled. This podcast is for entrepreneurs who need untangling from the day-to-day tasks in their business. These virtual world untanglers never underestimate the power of a good idea. And if that sounds like a lofty goal, well, it is. A decade ago, Virtually Untangled was founded with the goal of creating meaningful digital experiences that connect with people. Crystal and her team of honorary untanglers are now providing business owners just like you the opportunity to own your story and share it with the world. So, every Tuesday morning, she'll be dropping a new episode that will help you think big and dream even bigger. Let's dive into today's episode.
Hey there, Digital Glue Untanglers. Today, we're taking a more serious note, still in the hub of mental health, by talking about creative burnout. The creative industry is a highly competitive one, and as an artistic soul, you put so much time and energy and heart into your creations, whatever they may be. And these add even more pressure to get it done and done right when your livelihood depends on it, and clients too. No creative individual wants this to happen to them, and yet burnout happens to almost everyone at one point or another in their life. So what does it mean when you wake up one day and realize you don't have the gumption to do this anymore? How does it make you feel knowing the projects you used to deem as fun and challenging now feel utterly pointless and drab? How do you stop feeling mentally exhausted, overwhelmed, underwhelmed, languished? And the question that rounds them all out? How can you do your best to avoid it when there are oh so many factors leading you in that direction? Just think about it for a second. Creative burnout is not only mental, but also emotional because you're passionate about what you do, and physical because of the stress and exhaustion that comes with living this lifestyle. Symptoms can differ, even sometimes be harder to decipher. However, here's a few to watch out for. Procrastination is your new BFF. You feel unmotivated more often than not. Your energy level is down in the dumps. You're stressed all too often and not always sure why. You're stuck living with comparison syndrome. There is sadly no real simple solution to dealing with creative burnout. However, it's also not something you have to deal with alone. We're all human and we all go through this from time to time, whether creative or not. So just remember, you're not living solo with this problem. That being said, and despite the immense blessing of being able to live a life of creativity, it's no real secret that an artistic life can be a trying one. There's often a lingering feeling of no control, a lack of recognition, and even time of languish from doing the same projects on rinse and repeat. And that's just the tip of the barrel. So when creative burnout hits hard, you need to have a plan in place of how to deal with it. A strategy, if you will, so you can find your way back to your passion of creating all the things. Because honestly, you should never give up on your dreams or your business due to a lack of joy. And that's where today's episode comes into play, featuring 10 ways to deal with and overcome creative burnout. Tip number one, understand the why behind your feelings. This first tip is the most important in order to move through the others. Yes, your feelings about this are complex, but one can never solve a pain point without first understanding it. So dig deep and get to the root of this pain, then start rummaging through some ideas on how you can get those creative juices flowing again. Tip number two, learn to release the shame behind the roadblock. As creative humans, we often imagine our creativity as our sole identity. It's who we are. So when we hit that mental roadblock and either cannot or do not want to create, it can feel pretty shaming, not to mention lower our self-esteem. But don't worry, your creativity isn't all dried up. It's still there. It's just overworked and underwhelmed, or plainly speaking, feeling all the things, and you just forgot to stretch your creative muscles. But those mental muscles can always get back in shape. Creativity, as we know, is a process, and so is accepting burnout. It's just another part of the process. So crumble that shame right up. Toss it in the nearest recycling bin, uncloud your mind filled with negativity, and uninvite burnout from their stay. Tip number three, take a break and do something creative for fun or something else altogether. When being creative as a lifeline, the pressure can really start to mount. So take the pressure off. Stop worrying about perfect color combos, compositions, or whether yesterday's project had enough white space. And take some time to remind yourself how fun creating can really be alongside why you chose this path in the first place. Tip number four, learn to not be so hard on yourself. For better or worse, you're always going to be your own worst critic, but you've achieved so much and come so far. So don't let these rotten negative feelings damper your opinion of yourself. Tip number five, don't shy away from days off. You know that sometimes the best medicine is rest and relaxation. So take that dose and take a day off. And when you do, use that time to reconnect with the things that really matter. And most importantly, stop yourself from thinking or worse, worrying about what you need to get done while taking some time to yourself. It's not just going to do wonders for your business, but your well-being as a whole. Your mental health matters. So time block it into your schedule if you have to. Tip number six, remember that done is better than perfect. I'm borrowing this exceptionally wonderful term from my amazing client, Patrick Ullman, from Stop Doing Nothing. If we believe to be perfect, then how will we ever learn from the mistakes if we're not making a strong effort to grow as an individual? Personally, I would do well to heed this advice. I often spend massive amounts of time trying to get things done just right, as I'm a terrible overachiever. Everything must be always double, triple, and sometimes even quadruple checked before I can safely approve it, check it off my to-do list, or pass it along to a client. I feel it borders on obsessive compulsion from time to time, but that's just how I am. I always want to put out the best quality of work, no matter what I do. But that's not perfectionism. That's being a virtual high achiever. So don't let perfect be the enemy of good in your life. For your sake and those around you, because nothing is ever perfect. And in reality, it's probably already amazing. You're just putting way too much pressure on yourself. And speaking of perfection, a bit more on that with this next tip. Tip number seven, hack perfectionism. Plain and simple, folks, you can't be a pro at everything, even if you think otherwise. And if you are a magical unicorn of all the things, kudos. That being said, perfectionism destroys more dreams than it creates, alongside being a thief of joy. This fear of not being good enough comes in many forms and disguises. So take the mask off and learn how to deal with pesky perfection. As a recovering perfectionist myself, I know all too well the negative effects. The ripples run deep and once habitual are very difficult to change. So rescue yourself from this deceit that perfection means ambitious. That's a bald-faced lie. And when you find yourself on the rinse and repeat cycle, obsessing over every detail or stressing over getting something just right, practice saying this. Okay, this is more than good enough. Tip number eight, learn to embrace the 5-minute rule. You've heard me mention this Mel Robbins rule numerous times before in the realms of organization. However, it applies to everything, really, even the creative process. And it's simple, really. When you know a creative project won't take long, most tend to complete it right away so that it doesn't get added to the dreaded to-do list or gets pushed off to the point where it never gets done. So just plainly get her done and avoid putting the little things off. This way, you will have much more time to focus on the big things. Implementing this simple 5-minute rule will make a huge difference in your creative process, even if it takes a bit longer than 5 minutes. Tip number nine, avoid languish by reevaluating your routine. Truth be told, how you spend your day is how you spend your life, which is why it is so especially important to carve out time for some daily routines. Living the creative life requires work and habits. Some may even say practice on the process itself, platforms aside. Studies show that it takes upwards of 23 days to form a new habit. Highly organized people function with routines, and so should creatives. We should implement certain times of each day for accomplishing our projects, especially when we can place ourselves in a setting that includes high level of creative juice. So plain and simple, find a time that works for you and make it stick. And lastly, tip number 10, learn the magical art of saying no. Sometimes as a creative business owner, we want to say yes, 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 yes to everything because it sounds exciting to us. Or we do not want to say, no, I cannot or will not do that for financial reasons of keeping afloat. I have a close business friend who says no is a complete sentence. And oh my word, is she right. As for myself, it's not that I'm a people pleaser. I do not have this issue in everyday life, but I did in the early days of my business. And now I know why. When I was in my first couple of years of entrepreneurship, I felt it was necessary to accept every creative opportunity that landed on my virtual doorstep, even if it was not in my best interest. I was building a client list. I knew each client or project could possibly lead to another and better opportunity. I was paying my dues. I was living my dream creative life. And above all, I needed to pay my bills, but not only for life now, but to keep my golden empire above water. Now I've learned to trust my gut. And if my gut feels like, no way, girl, then I say no. Thankfully, this doesn't happen often, and I can usually give a solid reason. But there have been times where I have simply said, no, that doesn't sound like something I can help you with. Full stop. All in all, creative burnout can feel utterly stressful and completely devastating. So if this is you and you're going through this right now or have in the past, please just know that you're not alone. And hopefully by following some of our 10 tips today, you will start to feel better and soon. On the flip side, it's also very important for you to accept not only yourself, but these tough times and feelings. There is no shame in taking a moment to slow down in order to better take care of yourself, because you and your creativity deserve it.
And that's a wrap. Virtually Untangled is a full-service business, which means they've got you covered on design and content right through to digital and organization. You'll form a long-lasting relationship with them, as collaboration is central to everything they do. Now it's time to seize the moment and become inbox friends. It's easy to do. Just hop on over to virtuallyuntangled.com or their Facebook page to opt in and receive instant access to the most inspirational ride of your life. So what are you waiting for? Become inbox friends with VU. Until the next episode, keep untangling.